This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk a little bit about an update on rumen-protected methionine sources available to dairy farms here in the United States. Hortz Dairyman does a survey each year. They reported that there were 7 different commercial companies producing product with a rumen-protected methionine. 42% of the dairy farms were actually balancing rations based on amino acids, and 16% of their herds in the survey were purchasing product. So this was based on a presentation by Dr. Clay Zimmerman from the Volchem's company. So when you look at these different products, you want to look at 3 factors. The first one is what level of methionine is in the product. Ideally, hopefully, it's close to 70% of the methionine in the product itself. The next question is, what percentage is rumen protected? So it's not degraded by the rumen microbes. Ideally, that number would be hopefully over 80%. And then what percent of the methionine is available in the small intestine to be absorbed? And again, we'd like to have a nice higher number there as well. So generally speaking, if we can end up available somewhere around 40% of what we call metabolized methionine available, that would be a real plus that the cow could then utilize in the bloodstream to be built into milk protein and other needs for that essential amino acid. So there were several different studies that were reported here. They looked at different products, and each product performed better than control. That was the good news, producing typically 1 pound more milk here, and in most cases, about a tenth of an point increase in milk protein, which has a real economic value as well. So I ended up looking at energy-corrected milk, that was increased about 1.3 pounds, both of the products in the study compared to the control. That study was done at Virginia. Delaware did a 10 mid-lactation study, and they took one product and looked at 3 different levels of it and discovered there was kind of a sweet spot in there. All 3 levels did increase milk yield. However, the best level was increasing milk production by about 1.3 pounds and 5/100 of an increase in milk protein. Ohio State did another study in which they looked at, again, a 3x3 Latin square, looking at 3 different products here. And again, one product performed much better than the other one did, especially at higher levels in the feeding program. And then also looked at some studies coming out of Michigan State and VPI that looked at what was the amount of scoring availability. And both of these, using various techniques, one was a stable isotope, found that somewhere around 54-55% was biologically available for that dairy cow in the feeding program. So certainly the level of it is going to be important. And look for the research results. It's worked quite well. So our take-home message is there are a number of different products out there. All of them seem to be performing quite nicely based on the research that was reported here. We can expect to increase about a tenth of a percent increase in milk protein and maybe a slight increase in milk production, leaving energy-corrected milk. And there can be some real savings depending on which product you're using, somewhere around 5 or 6 cents differences between these various programs. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here in our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. The Animal Ag Alliance invites you to their 2025 summit, and that's coming up April 30th through May 2nd in Arlington, Virginia. Logan Hall with the Animal Ag Alliance.
So this year's 2025 Stakeholder Summit theme is Food for Thought, Dishing on Sustainability. And Summit is a one-of-a-kind conference. It's attended by a diverse group of decision-makers, including representatives from farmers, ranchers, allied industries, food processors, grocery stores, university, government officials, and media, so across the entire food chain. So we've got a packed agenda this year. I've got to say, you know, every year I'd say that we host an incredible summit, but personally, I have to say that I feel like this session of speakers, we're going to have a former Google executive, and he'll be talking about serving up sustainability conversations using AI, as well as having cybersecurity, biosecurity, and activism. So there'll be another panel that really highlights those 3 components, as well as then talking about shaping the future of food and really what is that recipe or those ingredients to build trust.
And that's Logan Hall with the Animal Ag Alliance. Big meeting coming up April 30th through May 2nd in Arlington, Virginia, with more details at animalegalliance.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.